Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Anita. How can I assist you?
You can take my credit card off your system.
Yes, sir. Can I have your zip code?
I'm sorry? Hello?
Yes, sir. May I have your zip code?
It's 18109. Yes.
And that is your zip code?
That's my zip code, yeah.
I'm sorry, unfortunately, I'm unable to see anything under that zip code. Do you have another zip code, maybe?
No, that's my zip code.
If I'm saying it correctly, 1819. Oh, you said 09.
Yeah, 09.
Your first and last name?
Robert Rivas.
Okay. Shipping address, please. Can you verify it?
I'm sorry?
Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
It's 866 North Jasper Street, Allentown, PA, 18109.
So it looks like you do have an active account with this for the Keto Axine, which is a dietary supplement, and it's normally used to increase the appetite. Do you recall making this order on the 2nd of January?
You can stop talking about the stupid pill. Okay, first of all, it doesn't work. It's bullshit. Second of all, I need you to take my credit card off your system right now, and I need you to refund me two payments that you guys took out of my card. Two payments of $92.
Yes, sir. So it looks like you enrolled yourself in a 14-day free trial, and being that you did not contact us within the first 14 days,
because
that is why you were charged the retail amount of the product, sir.
Okay. I tried to call you guys, and it didn't go through. Finally, after 2 months of trying, almost every day, finally I got in contact with someone on a Sunday yet, which makes no sense. I tried contacting you almost the very next day after I did it, so that I wouldn't have to get charged this, and nothing. I would get this recording about the phone number not being active. I finally got in touch with somebody on a Sunday. Honey, by the way, I'm sorry if I'm yelling. I'm just so pissed off right now, and I know it's not you. I know it's not you, okay? Please don't take this personally at all. But I need my credit card taken off, and I need you guys to refund me those two payments, please.
Yes, sir. Well, unfortunately, at this time, we're unable to issue out any refunds because all charges are actually valid. What I can do is go ahead and cancel out your account for you and issue back you a cancellation number. Do you have pen and paper ready?
Why can't you refund my money?
Because all charges are valid.
I never received any product. All I received was one time, and that's it. So you guys are charging me for no product?
So you're getting charged for... The reason why you were only charged that one time is because you were charged for the... You were charged on the 22nd of January for the purchase amount that was made on the 2nd of January, and that product was delivered on the 16th of January. You were thus charged again on the 27th of this month, which was yesterday, and that item is yet to be shipped out, but it is in the process of leaving the disbursement center or the distribution. Hello, sir, are you there?
That's
I can inform you that your account is canceled.
Yeah, you first of all, you need to cancel that, and second of all, I need refunds on those charges. I don't know who I need to speak to. First of all, let's do the cancellation, please, so that it's done. Please, cancel it right now so that I know it's done. Give me the cancellation number, and then we'll be that can refund me, please.
Yes, sir. C is in Charlie. 3. B is in boy. 3. E is in Edward. D is in David. The number 6. B is in boy. 5. 5. And the letter A is in apple.
So that's Charlie 3, Bravo 3, Echo Delta 6, Bravo 55 Alpha.
That is correct.
Okay, I got that. Now I need to speak to somebody that can give me my refund. Because that you guys have totally scammed me out of 2 payments. I called you guys almost the day after. I don't think it was exactly the day after I ordered it, but like 2 or 3 days after. And I've been calling you guys ever since. Today is the first time I have ever gotten in contact with somebody. Very first time.
Okay, so I'm unable to do that at this time because all charges are...
You guys are such scammers that I've been working with my bank and to try to stop the payment from going out, but you guys switch accounts consistently, and that's what they said. They said, we tried to stop these payments several times, but they keep switching different accounts, so it keeps coming in on a different account. You guys charged me 4 times for that first $92, 4 different times. 3 were blocked. That 4th one got through. This time, I haven't heard how many times you guys tried to charge me, but I'm sure it was blocked at least 3 times. That's how much of a scam you guys are. That's how much of a scammers you guys are. That company should be ashamed of themselves the way that they conduct business.
Yes, sir.
I need to speak to somebody that can give me a refund, even if it's just a partial refund. I'll take a partial refund right now.
Yes, sir. Well, being that all charges are valid, we're unable to do that at this time.
I've been trying to contact you guys since the 4th, the 5th, the 6th. I have phone logs of how long I've been calling this freaking number.
And, sir, I can inform you that your call would have went through because we are open 7 days a week and 24 hours a day, sir.
And my bank will attest to that. Because I literally called them right when you guys were there, or right when they were sitting next to me. And it did the same stupid recording. Finally, on a Sunday, on a random Sunday in February, I got in touch with somebody. After you guys screwed me out of $180 of money, of my money, my hard-earned money. Now I have to figure out what I'm going to do with that $92 that was just taken out of my account that I need for bills.
Sir, your account is canceled, so no further charges will be applied to the account. As far as any refunds, unfortunately, all charges are valid, and you did agree to the terms and conditions. So once that is verified, that means that we cannot reimburse you for those charges that you agreed to, sir. The only thing that I can inform you that your account is canceled.
We'll legally go through this then. And
yes, sir. Thank you so much for calling customer service. You enjoy.
I have phone logs of me calling you guys. I have witnesses of me calling you guys and your bullshit recording that you guys had that stated that the the phone number is busy, try again. Phone number is busy, try again. Hello?
Yes, sir.
I need to speak to somebody, your supervisor, whatever.
Yes, sir, just a moment, please hold. At this time, I will be transferring your call. Thank you so much for calling customer support. Enjoy.